Mark Tibubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and again today we're continuing in our study of the miracles of Almighty God. How that the Holy Spirit is the one who can give this gift of miracles, and which was used by the Old Testament saints as well as New Testament saints to manifest the glory of God, to help men to realize and to know that these were indeed men of God, because they did not have the written Word of God as we have it today. And thus, it was through miracles that people were made to realize, you'd better listen to what this prophet has to say. You'd better listen to what this individual has to say because of the power of God that enables them to perform various types of miracles. Thus we see men's hearts, though, are hardened by sin. And even many times Pharaoh's heart was hardened, first by God, and then he would harden his own heart himself. And the reason God hardened his heart was so that he might show forth his mighty power and his miracle-working power over all the gods of Egypt. And thus we see that God kept his word and did what he said he would do to Moses and to the children of Israel in protecting them and preparing them to come out of the land of Egypt, and how that God used Israel as his house of witness, even in Old Testament times. Thus we see the instructions given by God to Moses to the children of Israel concerning the lamb, a special lamb that was to be taken, penned up for 4 days, and then the lamb was to be taken in the evening of the 14th day, and all of the children of Israel were to kill the lambs at the same time, and they were to take the blood and put it across the top of the door and on each side of the door, to protect them from the death angel that would pass through the land. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 21, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover, and you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not smite the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. Beloved, God keeps his word, and God did what he promised that he would do. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? Then ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed their heads and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. They obeyed the Lord, and thus they were protected from the death angel. Verse 29, it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, that the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Now, Psalm 105 also gives insight concerning this. Psalm 105, verse 36 says, "He smote also all the firstborn in their land, and the chief of all their strength." The chief of all their strength. Their firstborn died, and thus their strength died throughout the land of Egypt. The firstborn of soldiers, the firstborn of the older people, their firstborn died throughout all the land of Egypt, and thus their strength, the strength of Egypt, died that night. And verse 30, Pharaoh arose up. This is Exodus 12:30. Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, "Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also." And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We be all dead men." And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians silver, or jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Again, in Psalm 105 and verse 37 and 38, we read, "And he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes." Notice that, beloved. Not one feeble person among their tribes. All of them were healthy, all of them were strong, and there wasn't one feeble person among the children of Israel as they left the land of Egypt. And Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. And thus we see the miracle of deliverance that God wrought, so that the Egyptians urged them to go. And they took the gold and the silver of Egypt. They spoiled the Egyptians. They had earned it for the many years that they had been in bondage and in slavery. It was payment for what they had done in the land of Egypt. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth. This is Exodus 12:37. About 600,000 on foot, that were men, beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. So we see there were perhaps 500,000 to 3 million people, it's been estimated, that left the land of Egypt, that were the children of Israel. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals. Now they had been warned, they had been told to be prepared and ready to leave the land of Egypt. They had been given instruction to go and to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. In verse 10, we read these words, "Ye shall let nothing of the lamb that they had killed remain until the morning, and that which remaineth until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded." That is, they were to be fully clothed, "your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." They were to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. When the time came, they were to be ready to go. And so we see they left immediately once the word came that they were to go. They borrowed the gold and the silver, and they left the land of Egypt, as the Lord had told them. And so we read in verse 40 of Exodus 12, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years." We see it was 430 years. I believe perhaps earlier I said 420, but it was 430 years. So excuse my mistake. "And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day," that is the very day from the time that Jacob and his family had entered the land of Egypt until they left the land of Egypt. When it's God's time, beloved, everything falls into place. When it's God's time, then everything moves and everything falls into place. And it's exciting and wonderful to watch God work and to see Him do that. There's been times in my life when I prayed for something and waited and waited and waited, and then when it was time, everything fell right into place. There was no doubt in my mind that what this was of the Lord. He brought it all about, and He granted the request, and He gave it to me. And I was shocked and amazed, but I shouldn't have been. When it's God's time, He works everything out for His glory. He lets everything fall into place according to His plan, His purpose, because He loves us. He loves His children, beloved. And oh, that we would learn to wait upon the Lord, to be of good courage, to strengthen our heart, to wait upon the Lord, as the psalmist says, to be patient, to let God have His way in our life every day, to not run ahead of God, to not push ahead of God, to not try to force things, but to wait upon the Lord. And in His time, He will bring about His will for our good and for His glory. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Yes, beloved, wait on the Lord. Till next time, goodbye.